Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters in New York, I'm Doug Krisner. We've got the S&P 500 Consumer Discretionary Index trading below its 50-day moving average for a second session. Now, the culprit of today's decline, Bed Bath & Beyond, the stock is down more than 12%, the lowest level that we have seen in these shares in about 7 years. This is after the company posted a surprising drop in sales. Overall, the market is holding on to very slim gains. The Dow is up by less than 0.1%. It's being described as kind of a cautionary tone in trading following a week that really has been dominated by that rout that we have seen in the crude oil space. WTI right now is trading 42.92 with a gain of about 0.4%. But for the week, crude is down about 4%. Financial stocks are showing a bit of weakness, too. Kind of surprising because the stress test results from last night, at least round one, were better than expected. Everybody passed with glowing colors. Next week, it's round two, and this is going to dictate to whether or not the lenders can now increase dividends and perhaps buy back stock. S&P 500 better by 0.2%. NASDAQ composite is up just about, let's call it 0.5%. U.S. 10-year Treasury right now trading with a yield of 2.14%. You're caught up on markets. Let's get back to Bloomberg Markets with Carol and Corey.
Thank you very much, Doug. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio.
They call me the seeker.
Are definitely searching low and high when it comes to what is the environment for policies from the Federal Reserve and also what it means then for the fixed income market. Greg Davis spends a lot of time dealing with that. Principal Global Head of Fixed Income over at the Vanguard Group. Vanguard having about $4.3 trillion in assets under management. Greg specifically overseeing $1.1 trillion in fixed income assets. And lucky for us is in our New York studio here in Bloomberg 1130 studio. Welcome.
Great to be here.
What's the most important aspect, element, factor impacting the fixed income market right now?
Right now, it's been really heavily driven by what's happening with the Federal Reserve.
Do you have a good feel of what the Fed's going to do?
We have a good sense in terms of what they're looking at. They're looking at, ultimately, the conditions in the labor market, as well as what's happening when it comes to inflation.
Well, their mandate.
Exactly. Their two mandates. That's exactly it.
But it's a tough one because unemployment, we're pretty much at full employment, right? If you talk to the economists.
The definition of full employment has changed, right? So, you know, what we've noticed over the last several years is that the market's perspective and the Fed's perspective on full unemployment continues to ratchet down because we've seen lower and lower levels of unemployment, but we haven't seen any signs of real inflation stoking in the market yet.
Why do you think that is?
I think there's some significant changes in terms of just the composition of the economy. When you think about the impact that technology is having on the workforce, the fact that we're in a digital economy that you can produce another unit of some good and it doesn't cost you anything else. So I think there's some of these secular changes that are happening that is keeping inflation pretty well anchored.
Isn't that interesting? Corey, who was the CEO we talked to? Was it the idea yesterday where he said he could kind of add a layer of service and it really doesn't cost him anything, but it provides a new revenue source?
So we talked to a company called CyrusOne, and we did a whole basically an hour on this on the company.
Yeah.
And the CEO and indeed one of the investors just sort of suggested that their ability to add on is, incremental capacity is significantly cheaper for them to add on to their facilities.
Right. That makes complete sense.
That's interesting. So does at some point the Fed have to be like, got to move on.
Well, I think, when it comes back to, how the market data is unfolding, I think they're being, they've mentioned on numerous occasions they're going to be dependent upon the data. And
yeah.
So they clearly have a desire to start the balance sheet normalization process, which they've messaged to the market pretty consistently over the last couple months.
We've been spoon-fed it.
Yeah, exactly. So it's coming.
Yeah.
And we'll probably hear more about that at the September meeting. And, we expect that to start that process by the end of this year. And then it's probably going to be a bit of a wait-and-see approach in terms of what we see in terms of, the Fed policy rate, because they probably want to get a sense for whether or not there's any adverse reaction with the balance sheet normalization happening in the background.
Craig, one thing I want to ask you, a story that caught my attention on the Bloomberg today, and it talks about flows into European stock funds this year are outpacing the United States. That doesn't surprise me, in terms
doesn't
of...
Doesn't surprise me either.
No, right. So on the fixed income side of things, is that an area that you have found opportunities?
I would say that where we've seen a lot of interest from investors has been still in U.S. dollar-denominated products because of the yield advantage. If you look at where our 10-year Treasury is trading, around a 215, if you look at where 10-year German bonds are trading around 25 basis points or so, and JGBs at 5 basis points, the U.S. still looks really attractive relative to these other markets.
Who'd have ever thought that 2 and change would be?
Exactly. It would be the high watermark relative to the rest of the developed world. But, we continue to see flows into U.S. funds, and we've seen a significant pickup in terms of when you look at the corporate funds, because there's incremental yield in addition to that attractive nature relative to Europe and Japan. But mm-hmm. adding additional yield on top of that has really been a point of interest for investors around the globe.
In the corporate sphere, we've seen so many companies take advantage of the low rates over the last few years, many years, and borrow and change the nature of their balance sheet. But some of these borrowings were very short-term in nature. Others were long-term. I wonder what you see in terms of companies who've now adopted these balance sheets that the money was so cheap, why not? The ducks are quacking, feed them, right? But what do you see happening in terms of sort of reissuance or companies continuing to borrow?
We think, right now, given the dynamics in the marketplace and there's so much liquidity still, searching for a home, we don't think there's going to be any real rollover risk as long as fundamentals remain, pretty strong. And we have no signs that, balance sheets are starting to show any signs of significant deterioration on the investment grade side. I can't really comment on high yield, but on the investment grade side, the industrial space, we're still seeing relatively strong balance sheets. Revenue growth has been solid. And so, the fundamentals still are supportive, and we don't really see any issues in the near term. But that will clearly change if, we get into a recession or something like that.
Do you see a recession anytime soon? And having said that, or having asked that, is the market cycle, could it go on this, slow expansionary cycle? Could it go on a lot longer? Got about 50 seconds.
We don't have a recession in our forecast, in our base case, over the next 6 to 12 months whatsoever. It'd be a very low probability event, less than 10%. Could this go on for a while? It depends on how aggressive the Fed is.
I mean, it's gone on for a while already.
It has. If the Fed ends up being, pretty slow in terms of their normalization process and also raising, the policy rate,
yeah.
This could go on for quite some time.
Greg, favorite investment idea?
We're still a fan of tips. We're still a fan of high quality investment grade bonds in the short term. Longer term, we just say investors should focus on balance, diversification, and low cost.
Tips, even though there's not a heck of a lot of inflation.
There's always that potential. I mean, inflation expectations have come down quite a bit. We still think there's an opportunity for that to rise.
There's always a potential I could win a lottery ticket, yeah. I'm just saying. Nice to have you here. Thank
Great
you.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Greg Davis, Principal, Global Head of Fixed Income at the Vanguard Group, roughly $1.1 trillion in assets and fixed income assets under management, joining us right here on Bloomberg Radio.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle.
Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.